New infections in South Africa are up to an average of almost 4,000 a day, from around 1,000 2 months ago. Vaccines are finally being rolled out, but nowhere near the speed needed to make a significant impact on reducing the power of the third wave. Dr. Ridwan Suleiman, a scientist at the Center for Scientific and Industrial Research, says although authorities aren't testing enough people, it's enough to confirm that South Africa's entering a dangerous new phase of the pandemic.
We're finding a positive test for every 9 to 10 tests conducted. As this test positivity rate continues to increase, it also starts to show an indication that there may be more undetected or unreported cases.
He says some provinces are reporting increases of positive tests of between 10 and 15%. From around 4% just a month ago.
All of those are really a concern. Remember, below 5% is safe, between 5 and 10% is a worry, and above 10% really is a concern.
Suleiman says the statistics also mean a spike in hospital admissions, especially in South Africa's biggest city, Johannesburg.
Hospitalizations there have increased by 38% compared to a week ago.
His center's research shows almost 90 people dying from COVID-19 every day. But, adds Suleiman, this number may be higher, as there's a delay in processing data, and he expects the figure to be quite a bit more soon. In an effort to restrict the impact of the third wave, the government's announced tighter restrictions, such as limiting gatherings to 100 people indoors and 250 outdoors. Dr. Aslam Dasu of the Progressive Health Forum says this won't prevent so-called super spreader events.
I would have preferred something closer to below 50, closer to 20. I think this would have been possible if we were to prevail over the major social lobbies like the religious groups and others, where we see a huge degree of complacency, as much as they may be trying.
In many regions of the country, churches, mosques, bars and restaurants continue to be packed with no social distancing. Dasu wants all in South Africa to wake up from pandemic fatigue.
The message is don't get sick. If you can internalize that message and take the measures that will avoid you getting infected, you will end up protecting a very beleaguered health system. You know, the way we still so we can expect much more pressure on an already high-pressure situation.
As the pressure mounts, Dasu continues to add his voice to many others demanding that the government boosts numbers of vaccinations.
At the moment, the government is the only procurer of vaccine. South Africa has the dubious distinction of being one of the countries with the lowest vaccination rates in the world and one of the highest mortality rates. That's a correlation.
Yet, says Dasu, there are big aid organizations and corporations offering to help bring in what the country really needs, more vaccines. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.